Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Today's podcast is war. It is a deeply divisive episode that you should be warned about. Just to let you know, Chris Scott, we're recording this after the show, head in hands, after what can only guess would have been a West Ham goal.
West Ham have missed Callum Wilson. We're peek behind the showbiz curtain. We're recording this intro at the end of the show.
That's how it works.
And Callum Wilson has missed a sitter from 6 yards out.
Oh, mate.
Oh, my God, I feel sick.
Poor old Chris. He's a West Ham fan. Dear. It's not been the easiest of seasons for you.
No.
Oh! Sky Sports report. What?
West Ham! We scored! I'm a few seconds behind!
What?
But we've obviously scored from this corner.
Oh, my word, you're kidding me.
It's the corner in! And Mavro Panos is there!
Oh, my God.
It's Callum Wilson!
Oh, my God.
It's Callum Wilson!
The drama of football.
Oh, my God, I feel sick! What a day! What a podcast!
Wow. Well, I'm delighted for you. Obviously, from a Forest perspective, this is very bad news.
Oh, God, they're all moaning the Spurs player. Who's that Mike Dean on Sky Sports News? They're all going to look at this.
Is there any chance of getting
VAR'd? Do not rob us of the joy. Do not rob us of this joy.
Mixed feelings this side of the mic. I've got to tell you, Chris.
Oh, my God, I feel sick.
Ideally, we'd both stay up.
Yeah,
but it feels like we're the next one if it's not you.
There is nothing wrong with this goal. There is nothing wrong with this goal. And if you're listening to this, you know what's about to happen. I don't.
It looks like it's been given.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I can't
Sky Sports Vidi Printer. Absolute radio sources. rock and roll football's men on the ground, also known as Sky Sports News, are saying that it's a goal.
I can't. I mean, it's,
up the Vidi Printer it goes.
Is it an own goal? No,
Callum Wilson. Well,
wow.
This is what a start to the show, because today is a roller coaster of goals, of drama, ups and downs, and divisive chat.
It is divisive. Culturally
about
divisive.
The nature of life on this island. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Oh, my word. It's all happening at Old Trafford, Scully.
Yes, Patrick Dorgu has just put Manchester United 2-0 up against Manchester City, and the City players, Haaland, is almost in tears. Donnarumma, unbelievable scenes at Old Trafford.
It's another fantastic goal. I mean, it's the fourth or fifth time they've had the ball in the net. They had two or three goals ruled out for offside. And in the second half, there's only 14 minutes left. Is the tide turning in Manchester?
United are playing really well. They must have hated Amorim.
That's my takeaway. Maybe sometimes you get a new manager bounce, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. In sadder news, Millwall have gone 1-0 up at Watford.
Why is that sad news?
Millwall, isn't it? Millwall.
Millwall, West
I'm
Ham.
A West Ham fan.
An ancient rivalry, playing each other next season, so you're getting used to seeing that fixture.
You.
Come on, man. You can't seriously believe, or can you?
Big game today, as I'll talk about in the preview.
Well, here it comes. Chris Scholes, non-partisan preview of today's 3 o'clock kickoffs.
This year marks 30 years since the Manic Street Preachers released their seminal album, the first album I ever bought on CD with my own money. Everything Must Go. And speaking of Everything Must Go, our thoughts are with Crystal Palace. Mark Gahey is off to City. Gaffer Oliver Glasner has announced he'll be gone too come the end of the season. Hopefully they'll still have the manpower to field a team as the Eagles travel to Sunderland this afternoon, with both teams winless in their last five across all competitions. In our lunchtime kickoffs at In a lunchtime kickoff, as you've just heard, easy for me to say. Everyone has their eye on the Manchester derby. Will it be City or United left with the despair of Manchester emptiness? Should they fish defeat?
Oh,
well, it's Pep
no.
and his boys who look very sad. They're 2-0 down, Manchester United leading there. Elsewhere at three, Liam Rosinha prepares for his first game in the dugout at Stamford Bridge. Rosinha is Chelsea's top brass, Todd Bowley's fifth appointment in 2 years. Will this latest move be a design for life, or will it be a design for strife? We might get some early indications as Chelsea host West London rivals Brentford, and it is a simply enormous game for my team, West Ham United, this afternoon. We travel to White Hart Lane to visit a Spurs side who haven't won at home since the 6th of December. Of course, West Ham's form has been a fair bit worse. But if we tolerate this, then the championship will be next. We'll be next. next.
Oh, I love
biased,
it.
Biased match reporting en route. Come on, you Irons. Let's have 3 points this afternoon. Fulham travel to Elland Road. Fulham are in good form, beating Chelsea last week. And if Fulham can beat Chelsea, then they can beat Dirty Leeds. It's my calculation. It's Leeds versus Fulham in another 3 o'clock. With Leeds' form deserting them of late, they'll be keen to pick up some points in front of their home support. And in our final 3 p.m. Premier League kickoff, Liverpool will be looking to steal the sun from Burnley Hearts at Anfield. The Reds' form has been picking up of late, and victory today will allow them to close the gap on Aston Villa. We're with you all the way up to 5 p.m. It's Absolute Radio Rock and Roll Football with your manic football broadcast preachers, Matt Ford.
Lovely.
And Chris Cole.
Oh, Scully! And you timed it to perfection. And we knew all the songs.
We did this week, yeah.
You picked an artist that we all knew instead of some obscure indie band no one cares about. Oh, man, that was brilliant.
Exciting day. Exciting big day of action.
See, people should know, we went to the West Ham Forest game together.
Yeah,
you very
did.
Kindly took me to that when we beat you 2-1.
Yeah, and I let you sit next to the Forest analysts as you well. Did. So you're essentially part of the Forest backroom team.
Yeah,
for the game.
You got me a plum seat. But then you were convinced that you were down. And here you are a week later, refreshed. Yeah. With optimism.
To quote Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption, hope is a dangerous thing. But here, we're going to find out how dangerous it is.
Fear can hold you prisoner.
Exactly, yeah.
Hope can set you free. And never forget the first time I saw Chris Scull crying after they lost to Millwall in the Championship.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
2-0 to Manchester United, about 5 minutes of normal time left. City pouring it all on now to try and save some face at Old Trafford. Who would have ever guessed a couple of weeks ago that this would have been the score? Just to give you a little peek behind the curtain here, I'm sat down, as you might imagine. Chris Scull has chosen to stand.
Yeah, standing up today.
Why are you standing up?
Don't know. Look, fitness is my, well, fitness is my life. I ran 5.5K this morning, but who's counting? And my legs feel a bit tight, so I'm going to stand.
But would it not be better to take the weight off and have a little sit down?
Maybe I might take that option up later on.
I feel like the dynamic in here is...
Have I ruined the dynamic?
You're giving a presentation and I'm sat here listening to you. You feel free to stand. I just want people to be able to picture that one of us is stood up and one of us is sat down.
Well,
I think it feels
could,
odd.
You could stand up in a bit or just, you know... Let's
I totally agree that I could stand up. I'm playing my role in this. I just want the people to know. Because it does feel a bit odd, doesn't it?
People at home listen, but why is it so odd today? It's the seesaw dynamic.
So you ran 5.5K today?
Yeah. It's nothing really.
What do you wear when you go running?
I've got a lot of West Ham training gear, so I wear that.
With your initials on, so people think, oh, is he
I need to get that. That's a good idea. I could get the initials, couldn't I?
No, it's a terrible idea. Don't do that. Because people would approach you. If you've had a bad result, as you often have, people would be like, what's going on? Get him out.
They're booing me around the park.
Yeah, they might. Exactly. You get vigilantes. So what, you wear tight West Ham running lycra?
Yeah, just the top half. Good, they're good training tops. They've got zips in the pockets. And you know, it's a proper club.
Snood? Gloves?
Sometimes snood. Never gloves. Never gloves.
What you got snood for, mate? Come on.
Yeah.
Southern, aren't you? Bit soft.
So
what it is? Come on, man, you're English.
What, do everyone up north runs around in pants or something?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Vest and pants.
Right.
Every day, that's all we do. Even though I'm from Nottingham and I live in the south. Yeah, you don't wear a snood.
No?
No, it's never cold enough for a snood in Britain. Not if you're British.
Yeah. I sometimes run in leggings. Sometimes you might, you know... You might catch me.
Leggings?
Yeah, leggings, yeah.
Men's ones?
Men's ones, obviously.
Well, I know, but I don't know. I didn't even know they made men's ones.
I think they're unisex. I don't know if they're actually men's and women's. Maybe.
They're just in the drawer.
Yeah, they're just in the drawer, yeah.
You just pick them up, stick
exactly,
them on.
Yeah.
Are they not... Tell me you're wearing some sort of shorts to cover the mid-area.
No, God no. Let it...
You're just going out in figure-hugging tights.
Yeah, but it's pretty compressed, you know. I'm not putting on a show.
I don't know what yours is like. I'm just saying. What? Why are you... You've got to wear shorts over them to... People don't want to... Come on.
No, I don't think so.
You've got to hide the gristle or whatever. You're just like, come on, you can't. You're kidding me. You're going leggings. And nothing covering that bit.
I'm running the park as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm one of those guys.
Oh, my God. At night?
At night. After dark.
Man,
early mornings.
If any other men out there that go running in leggings and don't wear some sort of shorts, because I wear like Under Armour tight things when I do Pilates, but I wear shorts over them.
Wow.
Well, people shouldn't be subjected to that view.
I didn't realise. This is news to me. Oh my gosh.
Well, Texas 8-12-15. Are you a man who wears leggings? Let's see where this goes.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Drama at Old Trafford and in the Championship.
Full-time Manchester United 2, Manchester City 0. Man United had a goal disallowed, VAR right at the death, and incredible scenes at Old Trafford, but it did finish 2-0. And there's a dramatic goal in the Championship right at the death. Hadji Wright scored for Coventry City. That's 2-1 victory over Leicester City. That's full-time now. Coventry City have a six-point gap at the top of the Championship.
It is absolutely thrilling. Obviously, that means that Arsenal have a game in hand. They play Nottingham Forest later today, 5:30. Should they win that, they'll be 9 points clear.
Let's face it, they're 9 points clear. Yeah.
We've got a good record against them at the City Ground.
Have you?
And we're hard.
Who are you going to be cheering on for? Because just a minute ago, you were saying you want Arsenal to win the league. So,
yeah.
So well, now, well, you're just going to roll over. This is
no,
this
I
is
want the... Forest to stay up more than anything. Right,
Arsenal can't be allowed to win the league. The nation needs to come together at
okay,
this moment.
Okay, who do you want to win the league then?
I'd go City.
No, I like City.
Look at the fairy tale, yeah? A humble little club that's come from the third tier all the way back up and with their own grit and determination become a central pillar of footballing success in this country through hard work.
But it's no longer
dedication.
The fairy tale, is it?
Why?
Owned by Abu Dhabi. Oh, the underdog story that is. A Middle Eastern state-backed football club. Oh.
No, but it was built on the back of Paul Dickoff and Sean Gota. Great
yes,
club.
But not anymore. This is, dear. I mean, it's like saying, oh, Richard Branson, you know, I always fly Virgin Atlantic because he sells stuff out of his car boot. You're like, that's how he started. It's not where he is now. Come on, you don't even believe it.
Oh, man.
I've had a lovely week this week, by the way. For the first time in my life, I went to Southwold.
Wow. Got married.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, got married near Southwold, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you
Beckles,
pick that?
Beckles
is very close.
I met my wife at Latitude Festival, got engaged at Latitude Festival, and then got married on the site of Latitude Festival, which is Henham Park near Southwold.
Yeah.
How was it?
Great. I mean, the pubs
great
are pubs. So good.
Great pubs.
And they all serve Adnams beer.
Adnams has taken over the whole town.
Adnams is a cartel.
It's insane.
You try selling other beer in Southwold, they ain't having it.
No. You go for a glass of rosé, Adnams rosé. You want a glass of water, Adnams water.
The gin is Adnams, the whiskey's
it's
Adnams.
Insane.
The Prosecco's Adnams, the beer is Adnams.
It's can't escape.
But I tell you what, and I was drinking Broadside. Look, I obviously realise modern attitudes towards alcohol have changed, and understandably.
Yeah.
I drank Broadside every day for a week, and I don't think my skin's ever been as good. I felt I honestly felt so fresh. I was like, I think this stuff might actually be good for me.
You haven't become an Adnams brand ambassador, have you?
Not officially, no, and I was not approached while I was there, to be clear. But I was like, we were walking a lot, so maybe that's more why I feel like my skin looks good. But at the end of the week, I was like, I actually think there's, like... something in this.
Yeah.
I feel great, and I'm drinking beer every day, and the two must be linked.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be.
Because what else would it be? I mean, it could be the walking and the healthy breakfast I was having.
Yeah.
Or
it's the Adnams.
Or it's the Broadside. But it's so good. I mean, I can't believe I've never been there before. I went up a lighthouse.
Did you? Yeah.
Have you ever been up a lighthouse?
I haven't. I looked at the one in Southwold. It was a bit intimidating.
They wouldn't let you in with your tighties on.
It's when you go to somewhere like Southwold, it's so nice that it almost looks fake. It's a bit Disneyland, isn't it? Because you're just like, wow, this is so beautiful.
It is. The beach was lovely.
Yeah.
The lighthouse is immaculate and very well looked after. The beer, as we've discussed, very well looked after. Good chips. Do you know what? I'm allergic to fish. Went to a pub and had battered halloumi and chips.
Oh, my God.
Phenomenal. And obviously, I say this as someone who's never had fish. Yeah. I think battered halloumi goes better with chips because it is so salty.
It's not a million miles away from a battered Mars bar, is it, battered halloumi? Almost, I don't feel like you need to batter the halloumi. It's good enough.
I would say that it tastes a lot different to a battered Mars bar. So in that regard, I would say it is a million miles away. They're both battered. Yeah. I would suggest that's the only thing they have in common. After 6 days on the Adams, I was flipping buttered and all.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
What a start to the day in football already. Coventry with a late winner that keeps them 8 points clear of the automatic of the playoffs. Makes it look more likely they'll go up automatic. And the drama of Man United, Man City. Man United winning 2-0. It's time now for our weekly roundup of the best clips of football from social media. It's clickbait. After Tottenham were beaten by Aston Villa last Saturday, John McGinn was asked how he got his unique nickname.
They do call you the meatball. What do they mean by that?
No, it's because I used to get my hair cut in the kitchen. Get it all over it.
That's a meatball.
That was my nickname up in Scotland. My nickname down here is Guinea, so that's my English nickname. My Scottish nickname is Meatball.
Meatball's better.
Aye, meatball's better.
Guinea's more mature though, isn't it?
I've got a lot of nicknames, but they'll be for private.
Because he got his hair cut in the kitchen.
Do you think that's because his bald head looked like a meatball, or do you think his hair is getting put in with the meatballs being made in that kitchen?
I don't think it's because he's got his hair cut in the kitchen.
Okay.
I always just think it's something else. I just think, you know what, with footballers, it's usually something bawdy, and I'm going to say no more. Macclesfield created one of the biggest FA Cup upsets of all time last weekend, beating Premier League and current holders Palace 2-1. The owner, Rob Smethurst, revealed the strange way in which he'd come to own the club.
Me, who bought this club 5 years ago, I never, ever would have ever imagined this to have happened today.
From Rightmove.
Do you know what? I bought it from Rightmove, you know, after 4 days drinking and can't remember really buying it. And, you know, look where we are now. It's incredible.
Pending another 4 days drinking after this.
I think I've already planned the Ibiza trip already with the boys.
I mean, I've bought some stuff drunk before. Never bought a football club.
Well, you wouldn't put a football club on Rightmove, would you? Put it on eBay.
Would you?
If I
wouldn't put it on either. Stick it on eBay. Next time West Ham are up for sale, stick it on eBay. That's even worse. I guess you won't put it on Rightmove. What do you buy drunk? I just buy like Oasis records.
Old West Ham shirt.
Yes, Forest
and
shirts.
And the thing I do as well is if I'm drunk and I buy an old West Ham shirt, I forgot I've bought it. And then it's like a present to myself from a drunk past version of me.
Yeah, I either buy retro Forest shirts or just pizza. As in fresh pizza, not retro ones. When Macclesfield won, they chose to sing this by Adele.
I hate to say all about her, the blue one in my life, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it, I hope you see my face, and that you'll be...
Doesn't lend itself to chanty here. He thinks it's great.
I like it.
Liam Rossini is the new Chelsea... There's some clips of this guy doing that. He seems like a lovely fella, but some of these... Now, most kids from that school dream of being the best footballer in the world. Not Liam.
Even before you wanted to be a footballer, you wanted to be a coach?
100%. So when I was... You ask my mates, who I'm still friends with now, going to school in Bristol. I was managing the school team at 11.
Really?
I was doing shape with them.
Really?
On the school field.
But you were a laugh.
Doing shape.
Football at 11, doing shape.
Doing shape like,
what?
At 11.
I didn't even know what offside was at 11, let alone what midfielders were. People used to say, where do you play? I was like, the park. What do you mean? This is the one. I mean, this is so David Brent, it's unbelievable.
Management is making sure that you have a strong culture, that your players have rules and regulations and you manage them in the right way. In English, manage, if you split the two words, it's man, age. You're aging men.
You're aging men!
Yeah, in a way. Man, yeah. Man age. That's what I do, more of a, motivator, so awkward.
Do you want to hear my theory, my controversial theory about this? When you watch clips of Mikel Arteta and he's making silly analogies about light bulbs, and when you hear Liam Rossini talking about that, I think footballers are quite into this nonsense. I think this could be results out of footballers.
Faux spirituality. Makes them feel like deeper
analogies,
stuff.
Stupid things like man age. These footballers, just young footballers sit there going, yeah, this is actually brilliant. I'm like sat with Socrates, you know, the philosopher.
Socrates, as if they would even know that. Yeah, young footballers are stupid. They think everything's Socrates. Hang on a minute. Are they aware of the classics or not? Wow. Well, that was this week's clickbait. Were you aware of Socrates at 11? Either one?
No. Probably not.
No, nor was I. But we have got, by the way, coming up, some phenomenal messages about you going running in your tights.
Oh, I look forward to that.
I don't think you will.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull. The 3 o'clock's are underway. Chris, how are West Ham getting on?
Bits and pieces. I can't figure out
bits
any
pieces.
It's just very bitty, I think, is what I mean.
Rubbish.
Yeah,
is what
it's
you
not
mean.
Really going. It's not really going. Two rubbish teams so far. We'll see.
All the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League are currently 0-0. Now, if you were listening at the start of the show, you'll know that Chris Skull goes running in leggings and does not cover the midsection around the waist, the bit, the offensive bit. And people have been texting in. Here we go. Now, this is it. Anna in South Lincolnshire says, I'm not a male and I'm not a runner. But that's my 2 cents on the Lycra thing with or without shorts. Wearing shorts to hide your middle bits might imply that you need to hide them because people look directly at that when they see a runner. So what's the percentage of people who are middle bit starers and the ones who aren't? We need an official survey. So actually, what Anna's saying is, this is on the people who look.
Yeah, yeah.
But that'd be like saying if you run around naked.
And
we've still got decency laws in this country for a reason.
As Anna says, she doesn't know how many people actually look at people when they run around in leggings to see what they've got. And it's not the kind of texter I think we should be running to find out.
Text on 8-12-15. What bit of the body do you look at as you pass people in the park late at night? James in Honiton says, I run in leggings, but I always wear shorts. It just looks odd otherwise. Like a cyclist in those full Lycra suits.
Yeah, but can I also say Rich in Maidstone's backing me up. I'm with Chris. I only wear leggings, no shorts over the top. It looks terrible.
It looks worse to not cover.
Fashion first. Fashion first.
Well, that's fashion.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I've not been to Paris for a while. But I'm pretty sure if you watch the next, I don't know, Gucci catwalk, they're not going to be wearing Decathlon running leggings with West Ham logos ironed onto them.
I was going to say sound the air horn. West Ham have got the ball in the net, but I don't think it's going to count.
You think they're going to be?
Yeah, it's denied. In fact, will VAR look at this? West Ham have got the ball in the net. Oh, this is interesting. This is interesting. There's an interesting VAR call here.
When you say interesting, what do you mean? Because it's tight.
They've nicked the ball off a Spurs defender and the Spurs defender has gone down injured. The referee's given the free kick, but West Ham put the ball in the net. Oh, they've just played on. There you go.
Okay, still it's not a goal. Now, something's happened this week. Mark Gahey moving to Man City. Mm. Oliver Glasner leaving Palace. Probably going to be the Man United manager. Is that this talent is flowing from south to north.
Yes.
So the north-south divide. What side are you of it? Are you on? Do you think the north is better? And when we say the north, I guess we're saying Sheffield right up to John O'Groats. Where does Wales come?
Fordy, you've got to sound the air horn. West Ham have just put the ball in the Spurs net. And it will count.
No way!
Crescencio Somerville has scored for West Ham.
This is terrible for Forest. This is so bad.
This is good. The comeback is on. The comeback is on.
Wow, here we go. Okay, Texas on 8-12-15. What is better, the North or the South?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Big goal at Stamford Bridge. Chris Skull.
João Pedro, 26 minutes, has put Chelsea 1-0 up over Brentford.
He's managing. He's aging men.
Yeah.
Makes it sound like he's going to sell them a steak. We age them for 28 days and then we...
Would you want to work for someone who says, I'm going to age you?
I'd say no thanks, no. Develop or improve, yes. Age me. I'm going to age you. Now, text on 8-12-15. It seems there's a lot of talent leaving the South going north. Mark Gahey and Oliver Glasner both heading up to Manchester. Mm. Gahey officially, Glasner not yet. So what's better, the North or the South? Scully, you're a Cockney, or are you an Essex boy?
Essex boy, border
collie.
The London-Essex border.
Okay. Which side of it?
Probably,
you're not sure.
I think technically,
you go home in a hood.
The postal service will say inside the London catchment.
But you like to sound a bit posher.
Yeah. Do I?
I don't know.
Do I?
Turns out not, no. Immediately refuted. I thought maybe you were doing it, you know when people pretend they live in a different postcode to be like, yes, it's kind of where near.
Yeah,
near the countryside.
I'm a 11, so... That gives me the right to speak like
this. You mug. So you're a East London boy.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the south of the Britain is better than the north of the Britain?
The thing I will give the north is they do chips and gravy better.
Yes.
The fact that gravy hasn't really caught on down south.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Here's another thing, and this is national. Why is haggis not bigger in England?
It's disgusting.
It's not. You're a fool.
Describe haggis for people who may not know.
It's seasoned offal, but it's
like intestines, isn't it?
Intestines, isn't it? Well, it's lung and yeah, it's offal. But it's seasoned.
It's offal.
It's meat. Do you eat sausages? Do you eat black pudding?
Yeah.
You reduce anything down. Black pudding is just blood. Does that sound good? No. You want me to tell you what's in your precious bangers, mate? Of course, you break down any process, mate. Haggis is phenomenal and it's luxurious. It has a lovely, silky flavour.
Offal by another name.
Absolutely, but it's seasoned offal. It should be bigger. Given that we like sausages and black pudding, there is no good reason why haggis is not bigger in England.
I think the UK cuisine is a bit of a spectrum. Like, London's pretty good, but I would say it does get better around Manchester, Liverpool, but then it gets crazier and weirder as you get into what I like to call the haggis lands.
They've got better stuff up there because they've got all the English stuff plus haggis, battered Mars bars.
Yeah, battered Mars bars. What kind of upside down world is it up there?
It's delicious. Have you ever tried one?
No.
See, the ignorant southerner. You slag all this stuff off. You think you're so much better than us because you live in A11. Ooh, la-dee-da. I obviously live in the south.
Yes.
So in a way, I voted with my feet. I think London is sensational.
Yeah.
London's the only global city in Europe and everything's going on there. Southwest England is beautiful.
Can you get haggis in London?
You can get it in the supermarkets around Burns. Oh, my God!
Oh, Sunderland nil, Crystal Palace won!
Wow! It is all going off. Yeah. Palace having their say in the North-South debate.
I tell you what, Sunderland are in free fall. Keep your eye on that.
Keep your eye on it. You. What are you suggesting?
I think you know, West Ham are in the relegation zone right now. We're looking for who might fall and take our place. I think that's one to watch.
Whoa.
You heard it here first.
You did. And it's probably the only place you'll hear it for very good reason. It's gibberish. But text us on 8-12-15. What is better, the north or the south? And if you're from the East Midlands, what am I? Am I a northern? If it's north-south, what am I?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Some goals in the Championship. Chris Skull.
Southampton are 2-0 down at home to Hull City. And it's Wrexham 1, Norwich City 1. Everything else, 3 p.m. in the Championship, is 0-0.
Something about the North-South divide. So much Crystal Palace deciding to relocate to Manchester, it seems. Manchester's one of the greatest cities on the planet.
Great city. Good city.
Glasgow, Edinburgh, Liverpool, Newcastle, Leeds, Sheffield, arguably Nottingham. The Midlands is sort of tricky.
Well, hasn't Nottingham got the highest ratio of women to men?
That was always the rumour that it was like 7-1. I think it goes back to the Civil War. It was the epicentre of the Civil War. It's where the English standard was first raised on Standard Hill in Nottingham. Yeah.
There you go.
I think it's a bit of an urban myth.
Right.
But it started in the Civil War because most of the men got wiped out.
Right.
And then World Wars played their part, you know. I don't think it's true.
Can't someone just look at the census?
Well, yeah. I mean, you could have before you broadcast this tripe on national radio. I'm responding to your conspiracy theories.
Speaking of tripe, another northern dish.
I thought you meant there was a goal. Tripe has scored for Walsall.
West Ham have had the ball in the Spurs net again. It's 1-0 West Ham. We've scored 3 goals, only one of which has counted.
Shane, he says, from beautiful Poole, says North versus South. How is this even a debate? I'm from Poole in Dorset. It's beautiful. We've got our own harbour and a glorious quayfront. Also, Devon and Cornwall are stunning. What do you have up north? Grimsby. There's a clue in the name. Grim. Come on, Shane. Surely your case has to rest on more than the fact that if you cut the word Grimsby almost in half, you get the word grim. Manchester, Leeds, Newcastle, Sheffield. Yeah. All of Scotland.
Yeah.
All of it.
You could say about Morecambe, the clue's name. More. You want more of this, Morecambe.
Yes, let's not deal with the second half of the word. Otherwise, we'll get ourselves in trouble.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Big goal up north, Chris Skull.
At Anfield, Liverpool 1, Burnley 0.
That means, so, and who scored that?
Florian Wirtz.
No,
that off by heart.
Well done.
Retained that memory.
So at half-time, it's Chelsea 1, Brentford 0, Leeds Fulham is 0-0, Liverpool 1, Burnley 0, Sunderland Palace 1-0, Tottenham 0, West Ham United 1.
Yes.
And the 5:30 kickoff today, Nottingham Forest against Arsenal. Talking about the north-south divide. Afternoon, gents. I give you Northumberland, says John in Shropshire. Fantastic beaches, amazing castles, superb seafood restaurants, and no southerners, as it's far too far for them to drag themselves up there. You're welcome, says Shropshire, second best place.
I've never been to Northumberland, and I think at the back of my head, I didn't realise it was a real place, a bit like Middle Earth. Northumberland.
What did you think it was then?
I don't know. Is that where like King Arthur lived or something?
Well, you thought it was like from a Terry Pratchett book or something.
If you gave me a map of Britain, I couldn't tell you where Northumberland is.
It's the northeast.
Is it? Well, yeah. Okay, right.
So let me ask you this then. Musically,
yeah.
What's better, north or south?
That's I actually do think the north is better.
Way better.
Yeah.
The Beatles obviously like ends the debate, but then you add in the Stone Roses, Oasis, the Smiths.
Yeah. We've been chatting off about the Sheffield music scene back in the day.
Absolutely. Pulp, Human League.
Oh.
Not to mention Arctic Monkeys, Running the Makers.
And what, but I mean, Scotland, though, you've basically got the Pretenders. Not the Pretenders, who do I mean?
Proclaimers.
Proclaimers, the Miles guys.
Big Country.
The Walkers.
Run Rig.
Yeah. Deacon Blue.
Deacon Blue.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. Well, whereas London, we've just got the Clash, haven't we? Can't think of anyone
else.
Squeeze, yeah. Madness.
Madness. I guess the Jam.
Chasing Status.
Yeah, UK Garage, to be fair. Like, UK Garage was down here.
Yeah, so solid crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not the Beatles, is it? Not Oasis, mate. Come on, what London artist could have done what Oasis did last year?
What London artist could have done? Chaz and Dave, next.
Do you know what? They're one of the best acts I ever saw live, ever.
The best.
They were phenomenal live.
The best video on YouTube is Chaz and Dave's Christmas Party, 1986.
The opening to that, when they're playing the sideboard song.
Oh, what?
I'm giving you Chaz and Dave. I think Chaz and Dave, I totally agree. I saw them at the Shepherd's Bush Empire once. I gigged with them there. It was a charity night. I did not expect them to be that good live. It was ballistic. They are one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
I know. And that mid-80s pomp as well.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm giving you that. Come on, Chaz. Good, yeah.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Scholes. Scully, the second half's are underway. What are the latest scores in the Premier League?
It is Chelsea 1, Brentford 0, Leeds 0, Fulham 0, Liverpool 1, Burnley 0, Liverpool just missed a penalty, Sunderland 1, Palace 1, Spurs 0, West Ham 1.
That is huge. Just hope Forest win and then everything's fine.
No, absolutely not.
Text on 8-12-15, we're talking about the north-south divide.
Mm.
Now, when it comes to music, people... Gavin Redding has said, afternoon chaps, can of worms. London is not the south. Scotland is not the north. The south includes Muse, Portishead, Wet Leg, Radiohead, Marillion, Tears for Fears, Royal Blood, The Levellers, Pink Floyd. I mean, they're good, but it's not the beat. The problem is the north has the Beatles. And it also has Oasis and the Stone Roses and the Smiths.
Yeah, but we've got the Rolling Stones.
And Dire Straits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rolling Stones are good, but, I mean, compared to the Beatles, it's mad they were ever rivals, really.
Oh, really?
Come on. I like Sympathy for the Devil. I think it's a great
song.
Are
you ready for a controversial take?
Here we go.
I think the Rolling Stones will stand the test of time in the way the Beatles won't. No, I think their tunes... I think their
what? No, won't?
Everyone in the studio, no.
It's 2026. It's been a while since the Beatles. The test of time has been applied.
You know,
they are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Paint It Black, Give Me Shelter. These are bangers, you know.
Give Me Shelter's great.
I want to hold your hand. That sounds
like... You're deliberately picking.
No, but it sounds like a George Formby song.
Oh, my.
Might as well be played on a ukulele.
Oh my word.
Yeah,
Do you actually mean this stuff?
Yes, it's a bit plinky plonky, isn't it, the Beatles?
A bit plinky plonky, isn't it, the Beatles?
Whereas Rolling Stones are rock and roll.
Sort of they are.
Yeah.
They couldn't write their own songs that well, though. Their first songs were written by other people, including the Beatles.
Yeah, really? I didn't know that.
How interesting. How unusual to meet a southerner that's all confidence and no detail. I don't know why I'm getting involved. I live in London.
Yeah.
I love the South.
Yeah.
Southwest England is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Cornwall?
Yeah, Cornwall.
You looked up to the sky there.
No, I was just doing never eat shredded wheat in my mind.
Never eat shredded wheat.
Yeah, Cornwall, yeah.
Cornwall, Devon.
Yeah,
Dorset.
Places. Yeah.
I've been in Southwold this week, East Anglia. I think that counts as the south.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kent, Garden of England.
Yeah, but that's just the sea is nice, isn't it?
You know what? I think you're right. Maybe the best part of Britain is the sea.
And we've got that in London. The Thames is kind of like a little sea, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the cleanest. Like, you got west coast of Scotland, incredible. You get, like, tropical beaches.
Yeah.
Turquoise water, golden sand.
Can I shock you as
well? Don't get that in the Thames. Go on.
The Lake District's nice.
Oh, my word.
I'm going to say it.
You're saying this like you're
central.
You make out like you're negotiating the Good Friday peace agreement, and you're saying things that people are going to go, you know what? It's really big of you.
Do you know what?
To admit that the Lake District
is
nice.
Can I just say, my take that the Rolling Stones will stand the test of time in the way the Beatles won't is a hot, fresh take. And I'm sure there's listeners out there who agree with me. And if you do agree with me, pick up your phone, tell Fordy and the nation why I'm and you are right.
8:12:15.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Scully, we've got drama going on here. In the Championship.
Yeah, it's Charlton 1, Sheffield United 0, but Sheffield United are playing with 9 men. They've had 2 people sent off in the first half.
Also, Wrexham Norwich, we're hearing that the game has been suspended. So I don't know if that means it'll be replayed. Talking about the North-South divide, let's get back into slagging each other off. An anonymous texter says, you're more likely to hear a Rolling Stones song on the radio than a Beatles song. Is that the test of time?
Oh! Proof!
Well, hang on. There's no data. That's just the...
It feels in some respects that the data is streaming in now and you're choosing to ignore
it. Streaming. Opinion is coming in and I value opinion, but it's not the same as fact.
That's another text then. Guys, the Beatles are rubbish. I've substituted the word. But the Stones still start me up every day and I'm under 41.
So they're 40 then.
Here we go.
Okay, if you had to live up north, and by the north, we are including Scotland, we're talking about Britain. Where in the north of this island would you live?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who else am I talking
Manchester.
To?
Manchester.
Okay.
Manchester. Manchester.
Where have you been
maybe?
To up north? Have you been to the north much?
Yeah. I've got a few family members up in Preston.
Okay.
Good meat and potato pie up there, so I know my way around.
Literally through gritted teeth.
I'll give them that.
So you think the meat and potato pies are better?
Yeah, the meat and potato pies. Although I still don't really know what they mean. Meat.
Yeah.
You don't even know what kind of meat it is.
That's
a uniquely
Animals.
Northern thing.
Okay, you go to a pie mash shop in Greenwich. You think they tell you what meat's in there? Just meat
the pie.
Pie
mash shop near my house. It says Scotch beef on the...
Scotch beef!
It says it on the window. but it doesn't do that up north.
Because, you know what, I say us northerners, I'm an East Midlander, slightly foot in both camps. I'd say culturally more in tune with the north.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
You don't
just
need
tell us it's meat. Tell us it's meat. Yeah. We're unfussy people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what meat's in it till I buy it. I'm from down there. I'm from Essex Borders, man. What meat is it, mate? It's like, life's hard enough as it is.
Do not present yourself as a meat connoisseur when you've already admitted to loving essentially offal. The Scottish calling it haggis. They've rebranded it, you fool.
If you can't. Most people who slag haggis off have never had it.
Yeah, I've never had it.
But there you go. We're going to get you some haggis.
Right,
next time you're in, I'm going to get haggis.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook it for you. I'm going to microwave some haggis. The finest way to enjoy offal is to nuke it.
I'll microwave you some offal. Yeah. Oh, please.
You eat jelly deals.
No, I draw the line there, actually. And do you know, when I get pie mash, I get it with gravy. And the people in the pie mash shop look at me with disgust every time.
I have it with gravy, but that's because the liquor's got fish sauce in it, isn't it?
Yeah, parsley sauce. Yeah, I don't really
But it's got fish in it. I'm allergic to fish.
Right, okay.
So you've got a fish allergy, you don't have the liquor.
Top tip.
Stuff the gravy. That's my top tip. You've got a fish allergy, don't eat fish. More as we get it.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Ooh, big drama in the Premier League, Scully.
Yes, at Anfield, Burnley have equalised. It's Liverpool 1, Burnley 1. Crystal Palace were 1-0 up at the Stadium of Light, and I said Sunderland looked like they might be in free fall. Since I said that, they've now gone in front. They're 2-1 up. And the saddest news of all, Spurs have equalised at home to West Ham.
Oh, mate. Mate.
Mate.
Forest Arsenal at 5:30. I'm terrified. Liverpool, by the way, still top four, which seems bonkers.
How is that? Even
they basically lost every game since October. It's balmy that they're still up there. It doesn't make no sense, man. West Ham's still in the bottom three there. That was always going to be the case there. They're trying to cut that deficit with Forest. As it stands, it would be a 6-point gap. Oh. If Forest win, obviously that would become 9 points. Forest with a good
if
home
Forest
record against...
win. Come on, mate.
We've done it before.
Oh, God.
We've beaten them at home. In the Premier League.
I hate relegation battles. They are no fun. They are zero fun.
Love
unless
this.
You stay up.
The Lake District's nice. Relegation battles are no fun. I mean, this is the sort of insight that we needed because we didn't have anyone giving us this sort of thing. We're like, we need someone who like sees the world in a different way.
Welcome to Hot Take City, population one.
Relegation fights are terrible. But the worst thing in football is fans who go, oh, I think we've just got to go down, rebuild.
No, that's...
Like, you never rebuild.
That is the worst take.
You fall
that
apart.
That is genuinely the worst take. Yeah.
We had 3 years in League One. It was terrible. And then a few years ago, when we almost went back down there and stayed in the Championship on goal difference against Ipswich, that season I remember being in a great pub near the Grand called the Trent Nav. And the people at the bar going, I think we just need to go down, rebuild. I was like, go down to the third division. It took us 3 years to get out of the massive goal in the Championship. Norwich.
Oh, Norwich have gone in front against Wrexham. Yeah, 2-1 to Norwich.
Come on, there you go. Another hot take.
Another
stay tuned for more.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Big goal in the Premier League, Chris Scull.
Chelsea are now 2-0 up. And he said Carlton Palmer.
That would have been a heck of a newsflash. You and your
Cole
big takes.
Palmer with the penalty, 2-0.
Which means that this man is currently winning 2-0.
Management is making sure that you have a strong culture, that your players have rules and regulations and you manage them in the right way. In English, manage, if you split the two words, it's man, age. You're aging men.
That is bound to be shoved back down his throat, isn't it? They go on a 10-game losing run. How are you managing? Do you think you're going to continue to manage Chelsea? I don't think so. Right, there's only a few minutes left in these games. We'll keep you updated on the final scores in a couple of ticks.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Before we come to that, Chris Scull, what are the final scores in the Premier League?
Our lunchtime kickoff was Manchester United 2, City 0, Chelsea 2-0 up against Brentford, Leeds United with a late winner against Fulham, it's 1-0 to them. At Anfield, Liverpool 1, Burnley 1, Sunderland 2-1 up against Crystal Palace, that's now full-time. Spurs 1, West Ham 1, our evening kickoff is, of course, Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal.
Huge drama in the Premier League today. Would you reflect that today was a big point for West Ham? Or
no, it's 2 points lost.
Lisa in Devon said she's been inspired to go to the supermarket and get some haggis. She's having it with chips and beans.
Ian in Bognor Regis is having spaghetti carbonara.
Oh, Ian.
The finest of all the spaghettis.
More than bolognese?
100%.
Grow up! Oh, this is such a... Oh, you're just a provocateur. You're kidding me. Have you ever been to Italy?
Oh, a lovely creamy bit of a few lardons.
Lardons. Don't you get a lardon in here. Chuck you out. Pete says he's having salad followed by Easter eggs and lemonade.
I saw Easter eggs are out now, aren't they?
They are. Do you know what? I was in the supermarket earlier. I was like, yes. Because at this time of year, you think, oh, man, the party's over. What have I got to look forward to? Summer's too far away. And then you see chocolate and you think, man, thank God for corporations selling us chocolatey goodness at this time of year.
Well, cream eggs have gone year round now, haven't they?
As they should have. Scully, this has been a pleasure. We don't have time. Next time you're here, you're having haggis. See you next week.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Well, there you go. We didn't actually conclude. I think it's impossible to conclude. The problem is I do love the south of Britain, but I also love the north of it.
I'm going to say, you know, I think a happy note to end this podcast on, there's room for both.
Britain's great. The United Kingdom's great. Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland and England all together in a happy family. Well, thank you for downloading this. Scully, congratulations on a stunning victory. Although, at the point at which you're recording this, the final whistle hasn't gone.
No, and it's now saying checking for offside.
So it is being checked. Oh, boy.
I think they've ruled it out.
You'll know.
Have they ruled it out?
We've kind of got to stay with you, haven't we?
West Ham. I think they've given it.
By the time you listen to this, you'll know.
Great. I think they've given it.
It looks like, I mean, if it hasn't been.
The West Ham fans are going wild in the corner, so I think
Aren't they always? Win or lose, they always go wild.
Good times.
Thanks for downloading. Please leave a 5-star written review. Scully, a pleasure.
Thank you.
Next time you're here, you're having haggis.
Bring it on.
And we'll see you next week.
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.